Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka B Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live.
Hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, Jay Baby, your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with RAI Radio Network. You know the one. The one that hosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors. You feel me? So y'all know ain't nothing small about what we got going on, baby. And today, my people, today, we have a good treat for you, baby. We have the one, the only, Mr. Omega J in the building. Yo, Omega. Hello? Yo, Omega. Yo, we gonna hit Omega back on another line because I don't know exactly what's going on, but baby, you need to hit us back on something we can hear you on. All we got is static. I don't know if you're driving, boo, or what you're doing, but go ahead and hit us back. Omega, baby, are you there with me, boo? All right, so what we going to do is I need y'all to go ahead and check my boy's single out. He got a joint right now, The Power of My Mantra. Now, I know for sure that y'all know that that's a strong-ass title, and I'm going to need y'all to go check his joints out. You feel me? Because he ain't doing nothing small like I keep seeing the people. Now, y'all can check my boy out, Mr. Omega, at twitter.com/JADE1. Y'all can also slide on over and check Mr. Omega out at instagram.com/OMEGAJADE. Check for Omega J's joint all on that good old Spotify and follow. Omega, your mind. We can't hear you, boo. Yo, Omega, if you're rocking with me, baby, call us back. Call us back when your line is cleared up, because we can't hear nothing that you got going on. But I'm going to need y'all to make sure y'all checking for this artist. You feel me? Now, this artist is from Vermont. So I need all my people to whoop, stand up. Now, I'm sorry. Miss Jade Omega defines herself as a conscious rapper. You know what I mean? So I'm going to need y'all to hop on that train because y'all already know we got a whole mess of booties and boobs everywhere, legs everywhere. So when you hitting up with some conscious rap, honey, that's something y'all need to all check out. So, Miss Jade Omega J, go ahead and give us a call back, baby. We can't hear you at all. Your line is a little messy. So go ahead and hit us, boo. We waiting to get you on the line. All right, I think we got a clear line. Miss Jade,
hello,
Omega,
can you hear me?
We can hear you now. We wouldn't get nothing but static, boo. I'm glad we got
you. Oh, my goodness.
How you feeling?
I'm fine, and it's Miss Omega Jade, not Mr.
Yeah, I went ahead and corrected that. You know, your girl be having a whole bunch of people sometimes it gets jumbled, so forgive me, boo. Forgive me. Now, I was just telling the people where they can find you at, all your social media handles, and about your drone, Power of My Mantra. Now, I was just telling my people, it's a lot of booties and legs everywhere. So to find a female conscious rapper is a jewel in a sea of, you feel me? But I'm going to need you to go ahead and break the Power of My Mantra down to my good people, you feel me?
Well, I have to really give a shout out to my producer, and I'm going to be very blunt right now. I have to give a shout out to my therapist. They're the ones that helped me create that song. I'm new in the hip hop game. So first and foremost, one of the things is having that confidence so you can pull off that delivery. And this song is basically me getting out of my shell to fulfill being able to do that and deliver it to the best I can. And I really believe I was able to do that. So I do think this is one of my favorite tracks. Huh?
I said you definitely did.
Thank you. It was a fun song, and it was fun to perform. I did it a couple weeks ago, so there will be more to come.
Definitely. We're going to be checking and looking out for you. Now, I tell everybody I ain't no stalker boo, but I check stuff on you. And I thought that not only are you a lyricist, but you do comedy, boo. And now, trust me, I know some comedians, and I know how tough that thing right there can be. Like, how is that working out for you, boo? I need to know.
It's very competitive, but it's fun. I've been doing it for the past 3 years, and I've learned that I can turn any situation into a joke. When I first started, one of the things I had to remember, tragedy plus time makes the best joke. And Lord knows I have plenty of tragic times in my life that I can base a lot of my material on, and my kids help too. So,
I know, that's right. You got to bring the babies in. The baby provides you with enough funny for everybody, honey.
Oh, yes. But I recently have been able to merge both hip-hop and comedy together out here in the Vermont, performing arts community with a show that I created and produce and host called Rhyme and Unreason. And basically there's four comedians that I book, and then four hip-hop lyricists that I know locally. And the comics, they come up and do about a 7 to 10 minute set, and the lyricist has to come on and interpret the comedian's set in a freestyle type verse in the same amount of time. And it has been really fun. We have a DJ, we have a cipher before and after the show, and it really has been something to really bring something fun into the community. I guess that's all I have to say about that.
Well, I'm loving that because it sounds like you have something that not a lot of people have going on, and that's important when it comes to entertainment business, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of people are repeating the same type of things over and over again. It gets redundant, so it's refreshing to hear that you are actually incorporating that into this and making it something fun like that. That makes people want to show up and show out.
Oh, yes, and they definitely show out. This last one, we actually had a few scouts. I got to talk to people, so hopefully I can get into working on expanding the show, eventually bring it on tour. But the next one will be March 22nd, and I have a couple out-of-towners coming for it, so it should be fun.
Definitely. And that's in Vermont, right?
Yes, in Burlington, Vermont, at the Light Club Lamp Shop.
All right.
It's a cute little bar type. It's an artist place, really. But they love the show, and it's been going 8 months running, so I don't plan on stopping anytime soon.
Well, girl, you better not. With an 8 month running, I don't see no problem with that. So for my people that's out there listening, y'all need to check up on Miss Jade Omega. Y'all need to make sure y'all following her on Twitter to check her out on the 22nd at the Light Club, March 22nd, baby. Check her out at twitter.com/OMEGAJADE1, honey. And if that ain't good enough for you, baby, I'm going to need y'all to slide on over to that Instagram.com/OMEGAJADE. You feel me? Now, on the flip side for them tracks, y'all already know y'all can slide on over and check OMEJAJADE all out at that good old Spotify. Now, I saw you have a couple of good tracks on Spotify besides, Power of My Mantra, which, whoop, shouts out to you for that, Mama. Tell my people about G That I Am, because that title caught my attention first off, you know what I'm saying? Second off, the music is catching me, you know what I'm saying? So can you talk to my people about that one right there for me real quick?
That was empowering for me. I wrote that when I first started my show, And initially, when I was writing any verse, I was doing it to perform in my show. And basically, I picked the three most empowering ones that I thought explained me the best in both music and comedy, and put it on a song. And it's the G that I am. And no, it's not gangster. It is the goddess in me doing both comedy and hip hop.
You are so good.
And
I
think any woman that
has
overcome anything and has the guts to go after what they want should consider themselves that. So if it helps another woman be able to do that, I'm glad I did that.
Yes, you are definitely a woman after my own heart. And people, my people, my people, y'all know I don't gas about nobody, honey. So y'all need to make sure y'all checking for this queen. Make sure you check out for that song, Power of My Mantra. Make sure y'all checking out everything that she do. Follow her, she will follow you back. You know what I'm saying? If y'all looking for that work, make sure you're checking her out and get with her on all her social media sites. You feel me? Now, y'all already know your girl's a small fish in a big pond. That's the regularly scheduled program. So, Miss Omega Jade, I want to give you a chance to shout out your people, because we want to show them the same love and respect that they've been showing you and helping you get the way you at right now.
Okay, well, there's a list, but thank you for giving me that opportunity. So I want to give a shout out to Rico James, my producer. I want to give a shout out to Sky Splitter Inc. or Zach Crawford. He does my mixing and mastering. Shout out to H&L Records. That helps me get my shows and really encourages me on my music and led me to you guys. Let's see, the Vermont hip hop community in general for really supporting me in everything I do, especially when it comes to Rhyme and Unreason, and everyone on my Rhyme and Unreason crew: Rodney, DJ Ronstoppable, King Shameka Blaze. You know who you are. Thank you for all that you do.
No doubt.
So,
and for all of y'all on her team, we appreciate y'all keeping her where she at, you know what I'm saying, and helping her to progress, because definitely this is the type of thing that we need in the hip-hop community right now, you know what I'm saying? So it is definitely on time, and I want to say shouts out to all of y'all for helping my boo get here. Yeah, me. Now, make sure all my people, y'all need to check Miss Jade Omega out. If you forgot where she at, check her out on Twitter.com/OMEJADE1. Y'all can check her out on Twitter and Instagram at OMEJAJADE. Make sure you check her for all her jokes on Spotify. And make sure you leaving them good comments and hearting all of that. Because how do we know you're there if you don't go ahead and leave your mark, baby? Y'all need to be checking out Miss Jade. You feel me? Now, I want to go ahead and give a shout out to your kids, too. You know what I'm saying? Your babies. Because, like I said, the babies keep it interesting. The babies keep you up on your toes.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out
and
to my oldest baby, JoJo. Shout out to my little man, Tyler. Shout out to the twins, Anna Maria and Anastasia. Mama loves you. Be good for daddy.
Yes. Y'all better be good for daddy, because mama ain't happy, man. And Auntie Lucia come up all in there, honey. Don't play. All right. Y'all make sure y'all check it for my boo, Miss Omega Chade, on March 22nd. You need to be checking for her on her social media sites. Get with her for her new joint out right now. Power of My Mantra. The name alone says it all. You need to check that out. Now, y'all already know your girl has a little bit of time, so I want to thank everybody for coming and listening to this interview with Mrs. Jade Omega. Oh, I'm sorry, Omega Jade. I just like the Jade. You know what I'm saying? It's catching me. But y'all need to make sure you're checking for my boo. I want to thank you, Miss Omega, for coming on today and blessing me and blessing these waves. I'm going to be sharing all your stuff on my page, as well as the Dream Hustle Win page. So for all y'all people listening, if you feel a little lazy, get on the Facebook, check out Dream Hustle Win. All her links will be downloaded, uploaded, and posted. So y'all need to go check all that out. Thank you again for coming on the show, man. I really appreciate you blessing me.
Thank you for the opportunity, and you have a good evening.
You too, and make sure you get back with me, because I have other things I want to discuss with you, but I'm only given a small time frame. You feel me?
Okay, definitely. Email me. We can handle that. I'm down.
All right. So y'all heard it here first, baby. Don't be surprised when she comes back around and we hit you with smoke. You feel me? Now, I want to thank everybody and the sponsors for allowing us to do what we do, and we do what we do, baby. This has been your girl, Liz J, baby. But Mrs. Oh, Mrs. J, check her out. She is nothing small around here. You feel me? One time for the one time, and we're going to catch you on the flip side.
All right. I'm out. Have a good one.